Thomas Jefferson Mediterranean Passport. Issued June 2, 1808. Ship, the Magdalene. Location of issue, New York. Commanded by James Wilkinson. Carrying capacity, 355 tons. Cargo, unknown destination, but armed with 10 cannons. Bound for, likely Mediterranean waters. While there is no information on the destination or cargo, records indicate that the Magdalene carried 10 cannons. This could indicate she was heading for Mediterranean waters where she might encounter pirates. This Mediterranean passport was issued during the last year of Thomas Jefferson's presidency. It is signed with President Jefferson, who served two terms, from March 4, 1801 to March 4, 1809. During the Napoleonic Wars, both Great Britain and France seized American ships, cargoes, and men. To punish them, President Jefferson and Congress imposed an Embargo Act, which was signed into law on December 22, 1807. The embargo was immediately controversial and proved to damage the nascent American economy far more than the French and British. The passport was also signed by James Madison, the man who would succeed Jefferson as president. Madison was a native Virginian who graduated in 1771 from the College of New Jersey, or Princeton. He was a member of the Second Continental Congress. As a member of the U.S. House of Representatives, he sponsored the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution of the United States. Madison served as Secretary of State and was instrumental in carrying out President Jefferson's diplomatic agenda from May 2, 1801 until March 3, 1809. The following day, Madison was sworn in as the fourth President of the United States. Madison would serve two terms as President. It is also signed by Collector of Customs David Gelston, a distinguished merchant and politician. He was very active in New York politics during and after the Revolution, signing the Articles of Association in 1774, even though it would hurt his business. He worked closely with Aaron Burr and was a delegate to the last session of the Continental Congress. He was appointed Collector of Customs for the Port of New York by Jefferson in 1801 and served for 20 years in that post. Another unique element of this passport is that just beneath the engraved image of a lighthouse and ships near the top are the words E. Savage F.C., F.C. meaning pheasant, Latin for he made it. This indicates that the image was created by the distinguished American portrait painter and engraver Edward Savage. He painted numerous portraits of prominent individuals, and his portrait of George Washington and his family is in the National Gallery of Art in Washington. This document is printed on vellum. As is typical of Mediterranean passports, the top is scalloped, indicating that the upper portion was removed so that it could be sent to United States consuls in the Mediterranean for later matching with the passport held by the ship. It bears the Great Seal of the United States on the lower left. Passport and sea letter descriptions excerpted from Douglas L. Stein's American Maritime Documents, 1776 to 1860. Descriptions of each Mediterranean passport and sea letter provided by J. Revell Carr, former president and director, Mystic Seaport, the Museum of America and the Sea.